This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
Well, good morning to you, and welcome to There Is a Season, the Geezer and Whippersnapper Hour, the Bob and Gloria Show, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, no, it's not quite Christmas yet, though there is plenty of premature pull in that direction already.
Already, as in like in October it was beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, so actually, maybe even July.
The music has been on. And
not in my car, not in my house.
My daughter's favorite Feliz Navidad is on there. And to see the joy in her face, I keep saying, hey, you're going to burn out on this. It's all going to be over. But, and she says, no, it's not.
Well, I do wish that the Christmas season lasted a little bit longer for...
I'd love it if it lasted into January, you know, where it gets all those winter doldrums and all that kind of stuff. Let it carry on. But people jump on it early this time of year, you know? All the lights are up.
Well, that's because people want to be able to stretch out their enjoyment of it. We just talked about that, how we want it to last a little longer.
Well, my point is,
after
12 days of Christmas could go on beyond that.
Before, you mean.
Yeah, just a preference thing.
Because Thanksgiving is just upon us still.
As much as we love the holiday season, we are going to rigidly follow our highly planned and advanced schedule of subjects, however, on There Is a Season. Is that correct, Gloria?
I don't know about the highly planned, but yes, Bob, we will not waver. We will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
Whatever it may be.
Rigidly filed in advance with the government, what we're going to talk about on here. And so we're going to ask you to stop that preseason humming of your favorite Christmas song and concentrate with us for the balance of the hour as you're listening to this program. And how, dear Gloria, can a dear listener get in touch with us today?
457-1290 is our direct number into the studio. That's 937-457-1290. You can also write to us anytime at Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com. We encourage you to tell your family and friends out of the area to listen online at this time every week on WHIO.com and on the iHeartRadio app. Now, of course, podcasts of our program can be found at thereisaseasonshow.com.
Yes, they can. Now, we've been talking in the last several weeks about different aspects of caregiving. It is, after all, National Family Caregivers Month, and a great many of our listeners find themselves in some form of caregiving, some caregiver role, either professionally or very often through caring for family members. And we had some numbers on that last week, didn't we?
Yes, and we have one revision, or actually an additional statistic with regard to those numbers. We'd talked about an estimated 34 million unpaid caregivers in the country today. Well, that figure covers those who have cared for an adult over the age of 50 in the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. If you add in those caring also for children, or a combination of children and one or more adults over 50, that figure climbs to over 43 million unpaid caregivers.
So you're talking somewhere between 1 in 7, 1 in 8 Americans involved in some kind of a caregiving role. And of course, there are millions more paid caregivers in the professions here, right? The healthcare professions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about the majority of these. It's like a 60-40 split. You know, and that surprised me. 60-40 split female. I thought it would have been skewed even a little bit more female. But the stats show about a 60-40 split female in these caregiver roles with an average age of about 49 years old.
Right, right. And many who find themselves in these caregiving roles, they're committing 10, 15, 20 or more hours per week to caregiving for a loved one. 32% of people who are giving over 20 hours a week, Okay, so of that number, 63 hours are given by 32% of the number who are giving upwards of 20
and
hours.
And you're talking about people who very often it's may crazy. Also have jobs. They may have a full-time job and they're
Many
doing this
do.
On top of that. So there's, that's your life, you know, when you talk about it. You've got your profession, your caregiving roles, and so forth. It's a hugely important thing. And it's a very important thing, I think, for a lot of our listeners. And it's a significant effort on the parts of millions of Americans. And we raise it again this week, not to repeat last show. You can catch the podcast on that. But to highlight where things are going. Perhaps you've heard the statistic here and in other places about the number of Americans turning 65 every day. That figures over 10,000. And we toss numbers around a lot. You know, we talk about the economy. We talk about stats all the time. 10,000 people a day turning 65. There are 75 million baby boomers, right? Mm-hmm. Well, as these baby boomers continue to enter their vintage years, and as average life expectancy inches up ever so much, right?
Into the 80s.
Year to year. You can see why the role of caregiver is going to become more and more important over the next decade.
Yes, and some experts, Bob, are already projecting a shortage of caregivers as the population continues to age.
And we're going to continue to talk about caregiving for others on this program. It's something we've done for a long time. And we're going to talk about the value we place on it as a nation, as a society. But today we're going to tweak the caregiving topic just a bit to talk about how we change, how we age, and how we care or will care for ourselves. That is, have we considered a plan for our aging? Have we even asked the question, how do we want to grow old? Certainly genetics, health, and our finances can have a lot to do with the quality of life as we age. But for the vast majority of us, we are not rudderless in this endeavor, are we? What do you want for your own later years? Have you even thought about it? And after 6 years of listening to this show, please tell me you have. I mean, at some point, I would hope it has dawned on you to say, what do I want to do when I grow old, right?
Yes. What do I need to take care of before I begin to grow old, right? So these are questions that unfortunately are not asked nearly enough by all of us, or when actually given a passing thought, are not really formalized into any kind of life plan past some generalities like, oh, I'll retire, and oh, we'll travel, or we'll see our grandkids more, and so forth. In fact, in one survey conducted by Pfizer Corporation a few years back, researchers found some common disconnects and contradictions about our perceptions of aging.
And we have some of that information here in this study. I think this was, I don't think it's any more than 2 to 3 years old, but
right.
What were some of the information that yielded from that?
Right. So the study, based on telephone interviews with 1,000 adults, laid bare what Pfizer's chief medical officer calls some interesting contradictions.
Yeah.
So we're confident about our health, yet most of us will eventually face chronic illness. We want to work as long as possible, but we realize the economy may not support that goal. So for example, 90% of those surveyed expect to live a long life. And 88% said they are at ease or even optimistic about the present state of their health. But the nonprofit research firm Rand Corporation projects that—
Here's the bomb.
You ready?
Here's the bomb, right?
Ready? Nearly half of the entire U.S. population, 48.8%, to be exact, will be living with a chronic illness by 2025.
It's baffled researchers, it's baffled people in the healthcare industry. And so, you know, we're throwing numbers around here. There's an awful lot of talk that's gone on here in the last year about healthcare, Obamacare, the cost of care, all of this kind of stuff. But one of the questions that they've asked here in the research study was, what are we going to do about that growth curve in these chronic illnesses? What are people deciding to do differently?
Right.
And that health is just one aspect of this, right?
Well, and things that lead up to that health, exactly. So
if you're talking about growing older, right, mm-hmm. that is a key question to put out in front of you. It's nice to say, oh, well, yeah, I know I got to take care of my health. I know I got to take care of things and so forth. What is going on? What is the plan for that in your life?
Right.
So a number of the big things that people study, obviously, are work and retirement concerns. And reflecting on career prospects, 78% of the respondents in this particular study agree that people who work past retirement age, you know, your typical 65 years old, are likely to stay healthy and happy longer than those who don't. At the same time, 47% said that their communities don't offer adequate job opportunities to older workers, right? And 61% indicated that their greatest employment concern is the difficulty of finding a new job if they lose their current one. Right. So there's that group of people out there who have come to believe that 65 is arbitrary. They're going to continue to work if the opportunities are there, right?
Right. They go on to say, you know, we think of our lives as very linear. You know, you're young, you go to school, you learn some stuff, you work, you stop working, and then, you know, you pass on, right? As we've realized that our lives are going to be much longer than we anticipated, it may now behoove us to become more cyclical and intend at the beginning to invent and then reinvent ourselves. Hopefully, people will begin to rethink their lives before they must, and then we can also have adequate systems in place to support that.
As they looked at this and they were talking to these 1,000 people in this survey, one of the other things was, what were people's hopes for their retirement years? You know, we talk about work, talk about finances and so forth, but across all age groups, less than 40% of people surveyed said their community was very prepared to support an aging population. Mm. And think about it. Traditionally, we've talked about 12 or 13% of the population being around 65 or over, even in our own region. Those numbers are going to climb. There's a graying of America going on all across the Midwest and particularly in the South. So only 40% said their community was very prepared to support an aging population. Less than 20% consider the area in which they live to be very prepared to meet the home care, transportation, or housing needs of an increasing number of older residents. And I think I can speak to this even personally. There are parts of town in our own region that are served, I think, adequately in terms of residential options for older individuals, and other parts that don't seem to be that well served, right? There seems to be a paucity of that.
Right. So Pfizer's chief medical officer says, you know, people are looking to their left and to their right, taking care of children and parents, and asking, you know, that, you know, we got to get ready. Many have themselves looked for home care. And as he has done, he says it's incredibly challenging in a lot of communities. You know, if I'm having trouble finding care for someone, what has to be done to get the community ready for when I need care, you know, 10 years down the road?
So we're just taking the lid off on this topic today. We've got a lot more ahead about this. We're going to ask this question that nobody seems to want to ask until it's too late. How do we want to grow old? Okay, I'd like you to think about that. How do we want to grow old? But first, I want to remind you again, it's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. There's still time to do something about this. If you have a question about finding the right plan for you, give our friend Jim Spaulding a call at 266-6942, 266-6942, also at RK Health Plan, Health Insurance Plans.com. I'm sure I messed that up. No, I got it right. Healthinsuranceplans.com. And now there's this.
If wrinkles must be written upon our brows, let them not be written upon the heart. The spirit should not grow old.
I like that. And that is our reflection for this morning. When we come back, we're going to ask the questions, how do you want to grow old? Are you where you want to be now? Why or why not? Can you tell us anything you did to get closer to having a satisfying vintage era in your life? Give us a call, 457-1290. Stay with us this morning.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Security National Bank presents what's happening at the Christmas and Historic Springboro Festival this weekend. You're invited to join thousands of family fun seekers in historic downtown Springboro Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. This year's theme is Christmas, perhaps means a bit more. Go to springborofestivals.org for events and schedule, including the noon parade Saturday, plus live music, children's tent, great shopping, and food and craft vendors at Christmas in Historic Springboro this weekend.
At Security National Bank, we believe a strong community is built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. Last year, Security National Bankers supported 257 local organizations, like youth clubs, social services, animal protection groups, schools, health organizations, nature centers, and more. It's an honor to be a part of the good things happening every day in towns where we live and work. Security National Bank invites you to join us this year to find new ways to support your community, too. Security National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome to Tire Discounters.
Hey, I hear you got some good deals going.
What was that?
Well, that's our goat. He's saying you can save $100. Ooh, now he's saying go to our website and save even more.
The goat said that. Okay, I save $100.
And even more if you goat to our website.
I get it.
It's a goat pun.
I know.
Save an instant $100 on major tire brands. Check out the details on our website and save even more.
I'm Robin Trzynski from the Original Mattress Factory. Waiting for a mattress sale? This is your wake-up call. Every holiday, an outrageous sale. Every day, a different price. At Original Mattress, we have never had a sale. Why? Ethics. Typical mattress sales don't fit our values. We can offer affordable luxury at the same fair price every day because we hand-build your original mattress right here. Spend your holiday at home, not in a mattress store. The Original Mattress Factory, thoughtfully made, honestly priced. Visit originalmattress.com.
Half of America says being able to afford health care is a major worry, and health care costs tend to rise sharply during life's final months. But did you know your local Ohio's hospice provider is approved by Medicare? That means our expert medical team, medical equipment, and most medications are covered, along with counseling and grief support for the entire family. The best care during life's final months may not cost you a penny. Learn more at ohioshospice.org.
Ever wonder about living in a vibrant senior community? Why not plan on joining us at Trinity Community in Beaver Creek for an open house on Sunday, November 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. Discover our spacious, freestanding, independent living cottages, fine dining, fun activities, and exceptional service. All designed to maintain your independence while staying connected to friends, family, and neighbors. Visit Trinity Community at 3218 Indian Ripple Road in Beaver Creek, where you'll be appreciated, empowered, understood, and welcomed. Be sure to ask about our move-in incentives.
It doesn't take a scientist to make an ice cube. It doesn't take a weatherman to know it's raining. And it doesn't take a genius to know that $320 million is a whole lot of money. That's right. The Powerball jackpot is up to $320 million. And the next drawing is tonight. So don't wait. Get your Powerball tickets now. And don't forget to grab some new Ohio Lottery instant games, too. With bigger games and more cash available than ever, there's something for everyone.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Sinfully Gluten-Free provides tasty gluten-free Thanksgiving delights. Holiday pies, pie crust, bread cubes, and dinner rolls. Call 433-1044 to order. Order deadline Saturday. Go to sinfullyglutenfree.com and stop in. 9146 Dayton Lebanon Pike, Centerville.
Windy, cold, and gloomy. We could see some flurries today as well as temperatures are falling through the 30s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show. We're so glad you're with us this morning. We've been talking here today about how do you want to grow old? You know, what is your plan for doing that? And do you even have a plan? A lot of people say, well, we'll just push that off. We'll just push that into the future and so forth. The whole reason we did this program here was to talk about change, aging, and how we're going to care for ourselves. So if you'd like to get in on the program, we have a number you can call. And what is that, Gloria?
457-1290. If you'd like to join the conversation today, we're asking, how do you want to grow old? And are you where you want to be now? And if so, why? And if not, why not? Can you tell us anything you did to get closer to having satisfying vintage years? 457-1290.
And we went to the break talking about a Pfizer study that had been done a few years ago that talked about 1,000 adults and asking some of these questions. And there was a lot of contradictions that came back about people who said they wanted to live a long time, but they weren't taking the right steps in terms of health. And they also weren't finding necessarily that their communities were conducive to finding things like work in later years, or even residential options.
Right, and transportation, access to the healthcare system.
So it's nice to have a dream of what you might want, but if you're not living in an area that's suited to that, this is why we're always saying get ahead of it, get out in front of these things. Now, other responses revealed something we've talked about on this program a lot, about potential cracks in our current way of life in the years ahead. Across generations, more than two-thirds of respondents said technology and social media have made personal connections what?
More superficial, and people feel more isolated than ever.
How's that for your Facebook, right?
Yeah, even offline communication is seen as a challenge, right? 39% of respondents admitted they would feel uncomfortable asking their parents to stop driving if and when it became clear they could no longer do so safely.
Yeah.
No communication.
So, right. A lack of communication is a big, big harm. And so social media only goes so far. And it really helps to be, as most really good salespeople know, it's really good to be in front of somebody when you're talking to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they invited people to give some posts for what they thought they might do, some thoughts about how they'll grow old. And they got a number of comments back on the study. And here's one. Lady was 62. She lost her husband, so she learned to ride a bike and rode, are you ready for this? 2,200 miles in 5 months.
Wow.
Now, you know, you can get out. If you did 20 miles a day, you know, it's a lot, right? You do 600 miles in a month. You can get there. So 5 months. Then she met an amazing man on a dating site and married him 15 months later. Life is good, and I'll continue to enjoy it as long as I have it, she says.
Right. And another man said at age 49, I will make the most every day of my life by living with passion, energy, and appreciation. I will spend my time living, not dying. Turning 50 on August 31st, and will celebrate by doing a 100-mile bike ride event. Now that's living. And that comes from Tom, who's 49.
So you got people doing a lot of biking here. Here's another lady. I want to live the next 50 years or so being active and vibrant, and dare I say, even sexy. Along with my hubby, we'll travel, enjoy our grandkids, play, and have fun till the day we depart. And we'll do it, I like this, unmedicated.
That's always a blessing
if you can do that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. You have another one?
Yeah, there's another one here. Let's see. Cheryl writes in and says, I would like to be a contributing factor in social services, helping out the lost and downtrodden population, ones that may have given up or that society hasn't the motivation to take a chance on. And she says that she'd like to meet someone along the way who agrees.
So we're asking the question for you. We're saying, how do we want to grow old? Have you got any kind of a plan in mind? Is this a conversation that you've had with your spouse, with an adult child? Have you been thinking about it at any particular decade of your life? We all get busy. And so we're wondering, have you put any thought into this in terms of your finances and your health and everything else? And we're going to come back in a few moments, and we're going to give you some reasons that will motivate you to want to grow older. How's that for a change, huh? We're not kidding. Reasons that will motivate you to want to grow older. Plus, we'll also, if we can squeeze it in here, talk a little bit about why people don't want to change and get out in front of these things. 457-1290 to share your experience with us this morning.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News and the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 9:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO news update. Our top story, if you're planning on traveling this Thanksgiving holiday season, well, it's probably going to be crowded wherever you're going. We'll give you the details as to why coming up.
I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. Cold and windy today. How long this sticks around? Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, those freeways in the Miami Valley are looking all clear at this time. Not seeing any accidents or major slowdowns out there this morning. And our top story. Are you planning to travel this Thanksgiving? If so, you're not alone. AAA expects close to 49 million people, a near record amount, will be hitting the road for Turkey Day this year.
Low gas prices are playing a role. The nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $2.15. The busiest travel days are the Wednesday before Turkey Day and the Sunday after.
That's Fox's Tom Graham reporting.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
In Warren County, a trial date for a man accused of shooting a deputy has been set.
The jury trial of Muhammad Lagawi is scheduled for 5 days, according to court records. Pre-trial conference hearings are set for January 25th, February 22nd, and March 22nd.
That's WHIO's Ron Otto. He says that the trial itself starts March 27th. Now to Syria, where bombings are growing more intense in rebel-held areas. Those bombs are hitting several hospitals and are keeping crucial food supplies from getting into the city for civilians. State Department spokesman John Kirby says they can't be sure who's dropping the bombs.
It doesn't really matter. Whose airplane is dropping the bomb. It's either the Syrians or the Russians, or both. The fact is it's got to stop. It needs to stop.
Kirby also says people are selling everything they own in order to get food. Here's the exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast.
The rain has moved out and temperatures are falling through the morning. Cloudy skies today with a chance for a few passing flurries at times. No accumulation expected. Gusty winds today will have the feels-like temperature into the 20s all afternoon and feeling closer to 19 degrees for any Saturday evening plans. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Live Doppler 7 HD radar is looking mostly clear. Be on the lookout for some stray snow flurries out there. Looks like we could be seeing some of those just outside our studio here in Dayton. Doesn't look like any accumulation will happen, though, so don't panic. It's currently 37 degrees in Springfield, 36 degrees here in Dayton at 8:32. And if news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. The leaves are beginning to change. Maybe it's time you make the change to Dave Kale. He has thousands of loyal customers. You can be next. You always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Jeremy from Handcrafted Amish Furniture in Beaver Creek. Save up to 60% on our amazing Amish furniture during Handcrafted Amish Furniture's November liquidation sale. Plus, see our exclusive line of upholstered furniture. Come to 1360 North Fairfield Road in Beaver Creek or go to DaytonAmishFurniture.com.
Attention active and retired military personnel. MTS Toy and Hobby in Beaver Creek honors you for your service. Come to the MTS showroom at 1291 North Fairfield Road in Beaver Creek and choose from their vast selection of military models and collectibles. MTS is stocking up for Christmas and is a great place to get special gifts. Find out more and buy online at militarytoyshop.com. During the holiday shipping, packaging, and mailing season, remember the best, the UPS store in Beaver Creek Plaza. What can Brown do for you? The UPS store in Beaver Creek offers state-of-the-art printing, shipping, copying and faxing, notary services, mailboxes, freight shipping, and office supplies. See Kelly, Marty, Amanda, Alyssa, Mindy, and Abby at the UPS store in Beaver Creek Plaza.
We at Miami Valley Gaming love it when Bucky, the incredibly attractive Buckeye farmer, stops by. Bucky, say something to everyone listening.
Sure thing, Lucy. Something to everyone listening.
No, say something about our 1600 gaming machines.
No problem. Something about our 1600 gaming machines.
Adorable, isn't he? Miami Valley Gaming, just off I-75 at exit 29. Get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
I'm Robin Drzezinski from the Original Mattress Factory. Every mattress has two sides, so why only use one? If you're considering a no-flip mattress, this is your wake-up call. Two-sided mattresses last much longer, so why is it hard to find a mattress that flips? At Original Mattress, every orthopedic mattress flips. Why? Ethics. Let's just say selling a premium two-sided product that only lets you use one side doesn't fit our values. Don't let them sell you half the mattress at twice the price. The Original Mattress Factory, thoughtfully made, honestly priced. OriginalMattress.com.
Crosspoint Center in Centerville, where holiday shopping and dining is fun and easy. Escape to a place with 50 unique stores where you'll find everything you need close by. At Crosspoint Center, I-675 Exit 4 and State Route 48. Visit Marshall's and Fortis College, plus all the specialty shops, businesses, and restaurants. Crosspoint Center, your destination for the holidays and year-round. Learning Express Toys is Santa's one-stop shop for everything you need for the kids on your list. Come to our Thanksgiving week sale Wednesday through Sunday for 20% off all games, Melissa and Doug, Art, and Play Mobile. Learning Express Toys, always the perfect toy. Maggie Moo's Homemade Ice Cream in Crosspoint Center is ready to make your holiday season so sweet with an ice cream cake or ice cream pizza to celebrate. Call 434-4446 or go to MaggieMoo's.com for a custom order. Take home some cupcakes and pints for a family treat. Maggie Moo's in Crosspoint Center.
WHIO News Time is 9:37. Right now we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning to you and welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria. So how will we care for ourselves? What is our plan, if any, for growing older? What's the very best part of your own story of aging? We would love to hear your story today. Give us a call at 457-1290 to get through on the bat phone.
Yes. We have one, and then we have a special red phone here if we have to talk to the Kremlin, right? It all comes into this central location.
That's right.
So trust, never mind what happened in the presidential election. It's all
right
happening
here,
right here.
In this studio,
we
isn't
got it?
We
got the little fireplace going. Everything's good.
Oh, how I wish.
Yes. So we're... We ask this question. We ask it a lot. How do you want to grow old? Do you have a plan of any kind at all? We talked in the first part of the program here about a survey that was showing a lot of disconnects for people, a lot of cognitive dissonance, I guess you want to call it, where people have said one thing, but they're really not taking steps to make some of the changes they need to in terms of their health care and their financial matters and so forth. And we wanted to know your opinion, so we asked. And we're going to welcome Bernie to the program. Bernie, thanks for calling us again. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and my plan for aging is, and let me give you a quote first, when you stop being young, you grow old. But so my plan for aging is to do what I've always done, you know, with the exercise and everything else and with the friends and everything for as long as I possibly can, and hopefully that'll minimize needing anything in the future and help keep health care costs down on an individual basis.
And you've had this kind of as an ongoing attitude a lot of your life, this sort of staying on top of it, staying out in front. Why do you think so many people get to the point where they really have no plan? They once the major roles of their lives seem to be sort of wrapping up or diminishing, maybe it's work, maybe it's being a grandparent, then they're kind of left going, gee, I've got nothing to do here but stare at my navel. Why do you think that happens?
Well, I think if they, you know, haven't decided to have something to do, then, you know, all of a sudden you're there with nothing to do, and that's the worst thing you can have. But also, I know when I was growing up, my parents said, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And I always thought quietly, without saying to them, oh, no, it's not. Doesn't make sense to me. I want no part of it. Mm-hmm. So I was always one to a beat of a different drum.
How far out in advance? Let me just, since you're a regular listener and caller, how far in advance should people think about their later years? Should they be thinking about it in their 30s, 40s, 50s? When?
Well, I think they should think about their later years when they're a child. I mean, they look at their mom and dad and they think, "Gee, what happened to them?" And they should, if things bad happen to them, they should say, "Well, I really don't want that for myself, so I'm going to do what I can to try to avoid it."
Yeah. So parents can be the best teachers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So don't do as I did, right?
That's it.
I got it. All right.
And
thanks.
I think a lot of things that are, these agencies and everything out there, I think they're great. But I think sometimes without any intention, when they tell you something's going to happen, that may not be the right thing to say.
Right. Mm-hmm. There might be some sense of with, all the help and the assistance out there, kind of we get into a mentality of, that we're being enabled to begin to decline.
Yeah.
When we have so many resources at our own, hands right within us.
Yes.
If we would just, spur ourselves on a little bit.
Assistance is nice when you need it, when you determine
when you
need
you
it.
Truly,
but to think that you're going to put the training wheels back on and somehow, that's how you're going to go through the rest of your life is probably not the right
attitude.
Trying
to stay independent as long as possible.
Well, I have a couple I'm going to for Thanksgiving, and their name is Ordman, and they're in their 90s, and they still own home and drive and everything else. So
that's great.
They're in their 90s.
Well, rock on. That's good.
Yeah, rock on. That's what I'm saying. And if you think of rocking on when you're a child, you can do it longer as an adult.
Absolutely. I agree.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Bernie.
Take care.
You bet. Bye.
Now, we've got some reasons here that might motivate you to want to grow old. I know that sounds strange. Nobody ever seems to want to talk in those terms, but we've got some good reasons for why you might want to grow old, right?
Right. And, just as Bernie kind of mentioned, the general public, Bob, does have this negative view of aging. Most individuals would, I hate to say it, but they say in this article, rather be run over by a truck. That's kind of their mentality than to go and get old, right?
Or to die in your sleep.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah. So it's because most people embrace this preconceived idea that it's all about decline. So it's all about, this mental idea that we have in our head. So many, like Bernie, say, "Hey, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I choose to embrace it as an opportunity to spend the aging years enjoying things I love."
And we acknowledge, obviously, your body slows down.
Yes, it does.
There are certain physical limitations. A lot of those can, of course, be somewhat held in abeyance with exercise, if not more intense exercise, as you get a little bit older. There are people who are 80 years old lifting weights and so forth. So
swimming, I see it all.
What we've got here is a kind of a handful of some things that you can think about here in terms of getting older and why people are selecting these things or choosing to do these things, as opposed to having a blank slate that goes nowhere.
Right. And the first one is get up and move naturally. Exercise doesn't mean that you have to get on a stair climber or a treadmill. It just means to keep moving. And naturally, it's a mindset change. So also, speaking of mindset, meditation twice a day, they say, can calm, restore, and renew you as well.
You mentioned getting up and moving. Here's a simple thing, and I can speak from personal experience on this. Had knee trouble years ago, right? Had an ACL thing, played sports, still play sports and so forth. But I noticed that, and we've done shows on this too, sitting is death, right? So a lot of people in this country sit at desks, work all day, or they sit and watch TV all day. Then
You've
they
been
get
listening.
Up
I've
and
been
they go,
saying that to you.
They go, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe how stiff I am," right? You start a program of walking at some point in your life. Just that alone, you talk to orthopedic people, they will tell you this, that alone will start to reduce back pain, start to reduce knee pain. We're not doctors here, but it's amazing what movement will do simply to change your outlook physically.
Yes, normal walking or in a swimming pool, it's an easy way to decrease the risk of disability. ScienceDaily.com just issued, Bob, a report for boomers stating that regular walking can increase the likelihood of maintaining independence.
Well, another thing here is, and this is going to sound like Norman Vincent Peale, this idea of smiling and maintaining a positive attitude, right?
Absolutely.
The power of positive thinking. Not everybody can do it. You know, and it's not to sugarcoat everything or be Pollyanna about things. A lot of people have had some hard lives and hardship in their life. But there is something, I can even let people in on a little secret here that goes back in acting and in the broadcast industry. When you smile and you open your mouth, you can hear the difference in my voice. You see how I'm talking right now? I've got a smile going on when I'm speaking. I could talk like this the whole morning, and who would want to listen to this program?
I need to hear more of that tone
of
that
smile, Bob.
Okay, so
we're talking happy. We're talking smile because I'm smiling. It sounds kind of phony. I'm not trying to be phony or fake here.
But it did.
But it changes your attitude to use the energy to come out and put yourself forward that way.
Right.
As opposed to just sitting there like a slug.
Being happy is thought to keep you from becoming ill and protect your physical health. So, anyway.
Now, other motions here besides your cheek muscles and besides walking, we talk about things like dance, and there's other kinds of exercise. But there's one down here that I thought involved food, and this one I've got starred.
And
circled here. This one is quite
you
appealing.
You like this one,
yes,
don't
go
you?
Go ahead. What does that say?
Eat chocolate.
Yes.
So now it's not just your Reese's or your regular like Snickers or Three Musketeers. Okay, now listen closely. You can enjoy a daily dose of dark chocolate. That would mean like 75% like cocoa. Mm-hmm. That's what it would say on the label, right?
Yeah.
Consuming 100 grams of dark chocolate a day not only decreases one's blood pressure, but has also been shown to enhance the elasticity of your blood veins.
I'm all about the elasticity.
And now, you ready for this? Another added benefit to eating dark chocolate, now mind you, 100 grams, it decreases insulin sensitivity. So,
interestingly enough, isn't that, it seems counterintuitive in some ways.
So
I think what Gloria said was eat 1,000 grams of...
You would have heard that. 100 grams, that's not a lot, but it can just, you know, satisfy that little sweet tooth and you'll feel good about doing it.
Another thing that people talk about doing, obviously, and there's some limits to this, but travel, right? Travel is sometimes a budget contingent, right? And you have to have some level of mobility to truly enjoy that. But if you got a bucket list, and I don't know how long your list is or how big your bucket is, there may be some things you want to do before you get to the point where you feel like you can't do them at all. So put them on the list, put them early, schedule them. That's a big thing about this stuff. Say, all right, I'm not working right now. I am going to take that trip in May.
Right. And if it's not a trip, you know, you can have staycations. Just take a vacation. Travel, you know, an hour away to a little town or to a, you know, if you like to hike or walk or just sit. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
There are certain things dietarily. People always talk about eating a lot of
chocolate.
Vegetables and so forth, and chocolate, and eating beans and chocolate, and then also
I don't hear that together too often.
Drinking wine
and eating beans.
It's not at the same time or necessarily in that order, but those are some dietary things. And there's plenty out there about how you can improve your diet and get off sugar for one thing, because sugar tends to over time cause all kinds of problems. But in being social and staying connected, here's another thing I thought was really cool. Getting connected by singing. Social engagement can increase life expectancy. When people get together and sing in a group, believe it or not, it's one of the fastest ways to create social bonds. For one thing, you got to work on your people skills when that guy two rows over isn't singing particularly well, right? Or that lady over there is always hogging the soprano line. So singing is sometimes a way you can
get
social. Notice
how you say lady.
Well, I've seen it happen. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no worries though. The research says that participants actually don't have to even be good at singing. So that would be me.
Oh, no, I've heard you in the car with the music really loud.
You have not seen the plaque in my house. If you cannot sing, be the song. That would be me.
Yes,
I'll just be the song.
All right, some other ideas here. We're talking here about ways that that may motivate you to want to grow old. And we've got another one.
Sleep. Get enough sleep and cut down on your stress. The two are related and both are real problems for most of us. So studies show now that distress can lead to terrible healthcare problems, as does the lack of sleep.
Tell your story, okay? Your story might be good, bad, but somebody can probably learn from it. It's one of the things I encourage a lot of young people to do, but it's something I also want to encourage older people to do. Tell your story. Yes, somebody may get to the point where they're telling the same story 15 times and so forth, but the act of telling a story, of going back and digging into those rich memories is an important thing. We don't just suddenly say, okay, I lived it and it doesn't matter anymore. It's important to be able to share that with people as you go on.
Right. Another one would be exercise for the brain. Play some board games with friends. Do a crossword puzzle. Read a great book. you know, this isn't new news, but as they say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
We've had numerous people on the program here when we've talked about finding purpose, right, and passion. These are related. Many people find that serving someone else can be key. It can be a reason to get out of bed in the morning, even when you're not feeling good, even when your knees don't work, even when you're depressed about the world. You go someplace because at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is, someone else needs you and has a bigger pain than perhaps you do. So that's an important thing too.
Right. And one that I particularly love, a dear friend of mine says this all the time, you can never get enough hugs. Right? Every age, in every culture, people are touch deprived. So when we can create appropriate enough, compassionate, healthful touch for everyone, we see a reduction in depression, stress-related illness, and even suicide.
So these are some ideas that we've got here for why you may want to enjoy growing older, okay? There are things that there are some real values to it. And the whole point I would make in any of this is don't wait. Don't wait. Have some sense of what you would like. Be thinking about the future. And look, you can't change that you're going to be getting older. You can't say, oh, gee, I want to be 20 and therefore I will be 20. It doesn't work that way. So since you are going to be older, begin to think now of what things you might want to put in place and compensate even for who you might be. If you're somebody who's kind of a loner, realize that that's going to be magnified at that point. If you're somebody who's not physically that inclined, realize you're going to have to compensate for that. It's just our way. We're always saying here, get out in front of it as much as you can. So those are a few ideas we have for you today. When we come back, we're going to take a peek at some upcoming programs here for you, including what to give the senior in your life. Plus, we're going to stop by the Geezer and Whippersnapper Humor Emporium. Haven't been there in a while. When we come back.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Tom Michaels with the University of Dayton Women's Basketball Update, brought to you by Belmont Business Consultants. The Flyers on the road again today, playing noon at Princeton. This after Wednesday's 83-64 road win at Wisconsin. Princeton is looking for their first win of the year. Freshman Bella Ellery had 24 points in their opener against Rider. She's also facing the Tigers with 12 rebounds. Junior Jenna Burdett of Dayton is coming off a 23-point performance against the Badgers. Dayton beat Princeton last year at UD Arena 85-81.
Hi, I'm Bruce Balfman of Alter Payroll Services. I hope you're enjoying the latest news about our University of Dayton women's basketball team. Our team at Alter Payroll Services provides truly local personal handling of the simplest to the most complex payroll requirements for Miami Valley employers. Beyond the processing of hours to checks and direct deposits, we offer HR services, background checks, and time and attendance. So check our team out at upsohio.com or call us at 252-8955. Alter Payroll Services wants to be part of your business team in 2017. Go Flyers!
I worked hard my whole life.
I deserve more than basic Medicare.
I get more with CareSource.
Medicare Advantage from CareSource offers comprehensive coverage that delivers more than basic Medicare.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
To learn more about CareSource Medicare Advantage plan options, visit CareSource.com/Medicare. Hurry, enroll now through December 7th.
This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact a plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits change on January 1st of each year.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
My name is John from Springfield, Ohio. After I go in there, the tooth is pulled, the implant is in, the tooth is on, and I'm walking out of there 2 hours later with a usable tooth.
And the final results?
Well, the teeth look great. They feel great. I can eat anything. They're easy to clean. This is the fourth tooth I've had done.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
Welcome to Tire Discounters.
Hey, I hear you got some good deals going.
What is that?
Well, that's our goat. He's saying you can save $100. Ooh, now he's saying go to our website and save even more.
The goat said that.
Okay, I save $100.
And even more if you goat to our website.
I get it.
It's a goat pun.
I know.
Save an instant $100 on major tire brands. Check out the details on our website and save even more.
Check out the Sig Sauer event this weekend at Point Blank Range and Gun Shop. All the latest Sig Sauer firearms will be featured and on sale starting this Friday at Point Blank. Point Blank Range and Gun Shop offers a state-of-the-art indoor shooting range, an extensive inventory of firearms and ammo, and a supportive, knowledgeable team. The Sig Sauer event is this weekend at Point Blank Range and Gun Shop. Check out shootpointblank.com for all the Sig Sauer event info. Some restrictions may apply.
It doesn't take a scientist to make an ice cube. It doesn't take a weatherman to know it's raining. And it doesn't take a genius to know that $320 million is a whole lot of money. That's right. The Powerball jackpot is up to $320 million. And the next drawing is tonight. So don't wait. Get your Powerball tickets now. And don't forget to grab some new Ohio Lottery instant games, too. With bigger games and more cash available than ever, there's something for everyone.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Shop fresh and local at the Second Street Market during Stock Up Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, November 23rd. Pre-order or pick up fresh meat, bread, flowers, desserts, and more. Visit the market in downtown Dayton and shop for fresh local food for your holiday meals. Stop by the Second Street Market from 11 till 3 on Wednesday, November 23rd. More information at metroparks.org/localfood. That's metroparks.org/localfood.
When you give St. Vincent de Paul the gift of your used car, you get a tax break and the power to change lives forever. Schedule your free tow today at stvincentdayton.org or call 937-222-5555.
Sinfully Gluten-Free provides tasty gluten-free Thanksgiving delights. Holiday pies, pie crust, bread cubes, and dinner rolls. Call 433-1044 to order. Order deadline Saturday. Go to sinfullyglutenfree.com and stop in. 9146 Dayton Lebanon Pike, Centerville.
It's time for holiday planning, and Burns Garden Center is ready with open house specials for your home. Unique gifts, brilliant homegrown poinsettias, and many personal touches to make your holidays festive. Please join us Thanksgiving weekend for our holiday open house. Visit Santa from noon to 4 Saturday in Middletown and Sunday in Beaver Creek. Please join us for this special event. Remember, your best Christmas always begins at Burns.
Windy, cold, and gloomy. We could see some flurries today as well as temperatures are falling through the 30s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
I would be the Bob part of the show, wouldn't I?
That would be good. If you wanted to be the Gloria part, I would
be a little concerned. Yes, but in this society, with the alphabet soup of identity, I could be anything I want. So I'm going to be Bob. And if I turn it around and be backwards, I'll also be Bob.
Oh.
So, let's do a silly joke.
It was. Okay.
So we've been talking about how you want to get older. And we'd like you to think about that more and give us some ideas. Write to us at Bob and Gloria at There Is a Season Show. Tell us your thoughts about what plan you might have, what other questions you might have that we can help you with in having this discussion within your family. Now, coming up in the next several weeks, we've got some great programs coming your way. We're going to talk about fire and fall safety, not for a few more weeks on that, but we're also going to get into why family mediation may be necessary in times. You try to resolve things sometimes on your own. There are resources to help mediate family, significant family issues.
Got any positive show ideas over there?
Hey, lighten up here.
I'm waiting for the big Turkey Day show.
And also, the very best presents for the senior or seniors in your life. Coming up next week, we'll have some, get this, Black Fry Monday special ideas for you. Get it? Black Monday, Black Friday. Black Fry Monday is kind of my, never mind. Okay, so today, we're going to finish up our show quickly with something from the Geezer and Whippersnapper Humor Emporium.
Okay. Turkey loaf, it's called. A new young blonde bride calls her mother in tears. She sobs. Robert doesn't appreciate what I do for him. Now, her mother comforted. I'm sure it was all just a misunderstanding. No, mother, the young woman says. I bought a frozen turkey loaf and he yelled at me about the price. Well, that is being miserly, the mother agreed. Those turkey rolls are only a few dollars. No, mother, it wasn't the price of the turkey roll. It was the airplane ticket. Airplane ticket? What did you need an airplane ticket for? Well, mother, when I went to fix it, I looked at the directions on the back and it said, prepare from a frozen state. So I flew to Alaska. That's a good blonde joke.
For all of you blonde turkeys out there. Thanks for being with us. We'll catch you again next week. Don't forget to listen in for our Gifts for Seniors program. Thanks to everyone who makes the show possible. Have yourself a great week. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.